here we are again in Atene Americana with our very special and inspirational column, Living Your Best Life, with Judith Duval. Welcome.
Thank you, Isabel. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. So tell me a little bit, what did you have today? What are those awesome advice you bring to improve everybody's life?
Yeah, so we are starting really at the foundation. We're really starting from the beginning, what's most important, and that's our self-esteem and how to take care of ourselves and how to love ourselves. And a lot of times, you know, especially with moms, they always tell me, you know, Judith, I don't have time to take care of myself. I don't have time to love myself more. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, once we start speaking about it, they start realizing how important it really is, right? So, you know, until you really take care of yourself and until you really love yourself, you can't really cultivate your self-esteem. And, you know, self-esteem, self-worth is so important as you do anything in life, as you go forward and you know, make all your decisions. If you do not take care of yourself and if you don't love yourself, you really are setting a bad example to the people around you. You're setting a bad example as to how people should treat you. So, you know, for your partner, for your friends, or even just at work, people treat you the way you let them treat you. And people treat you the way you teach them that they should treat you. So if somebody's treating you poorly, a lot of times it's because we're letting them treat us that way. And if somebody's treating you poorly, a lot of times it's because we have not taught them how they should treat us. And we do that, and we're better able to do that if we actually really do love ourselves and take care of ourselves. Again, with a lot of moms, they tell me, but I don't have time. And I say to them, do you really want to set this example for your kids? Do you want to set this example for your daughters as to how they should treat themselves, whether they should love themselves or not? Do you want to set this example for your sons? And especially for your sons, you know, do you want to set that example as to how they should treat their future wife? And all of that. And then, you know, thirdly, there's the fact that until you love yourself, or until you cannot love yourself, you cannot love somebody else. Because you will always be trying to give something that's foreign to yourself. You're always going to try to give something that you don't fully understand. If you don't understand how to love and how to take care of yourself and how to forgive yourself and how to listen to yourself and how to do all those things, which I'll tell you a little bit more about later, you really won't be able to do it for somebody else.
And how can we start?
I know. It's the best question. Okay, so the first thing is you have to get really clear as to the value that you give to this group. A lot of times we're just not clear. We don't know that us uniquely with our gifts and with all that we have to, that we, you know, that with all that we have to bring to this world, what the value of that actually is. So I'm going to give you a very simple exercise. I want you to just write on paper everything that comes to mind that makes you valuable in this world, that makes you uniquely valuable in this world. And start simple. Start with the things that you do for your husband. Start with the things that you do for your kids. And then start with the things you do at work. And you know, it might be hard at the beginning, especially if you're on a low, but eventually you will see, especially if you do this exercise every day, you'll start coming up with a list of what you, the value that you bring to those around you. That's the first thing. The second thing is to really start treating yourself with the same level of respect that you treat others. So a lot of times, especially for moms, they treat their children and they treat the people around them with such a high level of respect, and then when it comes to themselves, they don't treat themselves with the same level of respect. So, you know, you would never send your kid to school without a little lunchbox, with a little snack, you know, their little cheese, their little crackers, and all that, just in case, you know, they get hungry at some point. Yet, a lot of times, we go the entire day without eating.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so simple for us to just have a protein bar in our bag, or so, to just carry a little juice with us.
So sometimes I've been in trips that I know everything is going to be cold, and I bring jackets for everybody and clothes and everything, and then I get there and I just realize I forgot my jacket. And each of my kids have two jackets, and
right,
my husband and everybody, and socks and everything, and I don't have a jacket. Like, really?
Yeah. yeah, it's, well, I'm going to start treating myself with the same level of respect that I treat other people. Because we're, you know, when we do things like that, we're not respecting ourselves. And so what are we teaching the people around us? That we don't deserve respect. You know, what are we showing the people around us? How are we letting people treat us? So that's the second thing. The third thing is really understanding that love is not an adjective, but a verb. So it's not how you feel about somebody necessarily or only. It's not to describe necessarily something. It's a verb. So it's how you listen. It's listening. It's understanding. It's tolerating to a certain extent. I might have issues with the word tolerating sometimes. It's being there. It's acting in a loving way, right? So a lot of times, especially in our culture, you know, there's this whole saying of, well, you know, he did it, but he did it because he loves you. You know, he loves you, but he did this. And, you know, he did something that was very hurtful and very painful. And so that's when we start seeing love as an adjective versus a verb. And it's so much harder to act on love, to actually be patient with somebody that might be frustrating you. But that's why they say that you can be loving towards the person next to you, even if you don't like that person. Because just by being patient with them, you're actually practicing love. So then turning it, you know, towards yourself, then how can I be loving towards myself, right? As a verb. Am I listening to my body? Am I being patient with myself? You know, so coming up with that nice list of what love is, which is patience, listening, gratitude, you know, we can go on and on and on, and then understanding whether you practice that with yourself.
That's really nice. Well, we'll try better this week. We'll be prepared for your next teachings list next week and see how we have been able to improve. And remember that you can write your comments also in our page on Facebook about all these teachings from today, and so we can actually answer to you if you have any questions.
Perfect. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.